Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We're talking about another wrinkle in this story about the port workers striking on the Gulf Coast and the East Coast, demanding that their contracts include a clause that they cannot be replaced by robots, automation, computers, or artificial intelligence. We know that all of the economists have told us that if this strike lags, if it lasts too long, it could lead to serious interruptions in some of the supply chain. Yet yesterday, on both legitimate news reports and all over social media, we were seeing some stores reporting, and I'm not sure how much of the social media part of it was true or not, or people just trying to get views and clicks on social media, but there were some, at least limited instances, where some stores were out of water, out of toilet paper, as people appeared to be panic buying things that don't even come from overseas. So to help us figure out what's going on and what the reality of the situation is, we asked UNO economist Walter Dub Lane to join us, and he's with us now on the live line. Dub, how you doing?
Hey, good to be with you.
Glad you're here. I hope you have enough toilet paper.
I'm well stocked.
Okay, good. I'm not.
but not overstocked. So.
Okay. You only your fair share, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised yesterday when I started hearing these reports. And again, we don't know how widespread it is. And I want to hear from anyone who's been to a store in the last 48 hours or so. And if they've noticed any problems with empty shelves or items that aren't there. But regardless of to what extent it's happening, we know it is happening to some extent that people have started panic buying. And I was surprised that they were panic buying water and toilet paper, because both of those things are not only produced domestically, but they're produced locally. And we shouldn't have any issues with those items, right?
That's correct. But we see this all the time. I mean, of course, living in Louisiana, we know, you know, come if a hurricane's in the Gulf, you start seeing this things. But usually it's on things that make sense, like plywood for your windows or water and things of that sort, getting some cash, that sometimes or gas, you know, those type of things, you know, it makes sense. But I think this is a leftover from, you know, the pandemic, where we saw We did see some big shortages in various things, but that's not necessarily all the things that people, you know, stocked up on. Toilet paper happens to be an interesting one of those that they did during the pandemic. So now they're back now. They think, well, what did I do during the pandemic? I better go get some of that, which makes no sense whatsoever.
And I guess they're really afraid of not having it, and I get that. Toilet paper is pretty darn important. I bought a new home a couple years ago, and I happened to have a bidet, and I had never had one before, but I found out that doesn't eliminate the need of toilet paper. So anyway, without getting too detailed about that, everyone needs toilet paper. And so I guess if, you know, you're going to panic buy, you think, what do I really need? What can I not live without? Yeah. And they weren't even thinking, well, toilet paper doesn't come from overseas. 90% of the toilet paper used in the U.S. comes from domestic sources. And the other 10% is from Canada and Mexico. So that's not going to be hurt by a dock worker strike, but I guess that's something they could control and feel like they're doing something.
Exactly. You know, what they should be doing is going out buying bananas, you know, because that's something that comes through the port of New Orleans that, again, that if it sits out in the Gulf very long, it's not going to be any good anyway. But that's usually not what people don't know. What are the products that are imported, you know, in, especially through the port of New Orleans? They're a very unique set of products, you know, coffee. A big one. Now, again, of course, people would be desperate to have coffee, too. But, that one stores a lot better. So if that's, they ought to be going out buying their Folgers and their community coffee, because those are things that come in through the port.
Right. And even though those are produced locally.
They don't know what that is. They just know something's going to be short. What am I going to go get?
Right. And we have had reports that we would see pandemic-like interruptions in the supply chain. So I guess that also had people thinking, okay, what did we get during the pandemic? And community coffee and Folgers, while they're produced here, they bring beans in from out of the country, correct?
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah. The beans come up from Colombia, and all the Folgers coffee and a lot of other stuff is produced here in New Orleans and shipped to the rest of the country. But, that's some things that I just offhand happen to know that are come up. You know, we were also the banana capital of the United States for a lot of historical reasons. And, you know, those things come up from Central America, and we're a closest port. So those make sense. But then, you know, the other type of things which they should worry about are some types of technical equipment and pieces of other that are used in other manufacturing processes. And, you know, down the road, you know, if you can't get, you know, even if you can't get whatever it is, the carburetor for your car or whatever it is that they're bringing in, you know, then they can't produce the whole car. So those are the type of supply chains that we saw happening in the pandemic. That was mostly focused on the West Coast, and that all of this one is really obviously the Gulf Coast and the East Coast. But again, people don't ask. We haven't seen a good list of what are the products that you need to worry about. But instead, they're just buying whatever they think they're, as you say, what they bought before or what they're most worried about.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to be stuff made in Europe. It's going to be stuff made in Africa. It's going to be stuff that typically comes to the East Coast or Gulf Coast ports, you know, and there are a lot of raw materials that come in through New Orleans that most consumers aren't going out and buying, but the ripple effect could then impact other things they do buy. And we don't want anyone to panic buy anything.
No.
Coffee and bananas would be things you should stock up on, but, you know, don't buy every banana you can find.
No. And you know, they're not likely to do that as much with bananas. Water, for heaven's sakes. Now, again, we do import, I happen to know we do import a little bit of water from Fiji. But that's probably not coming in through the East Coast. If you ever buy Fiji water, that literally is made in Fiji.
Okay.
But all the rest of it is obviously very local.
Yeah. Most of the spring water we consume locally, and many of the other bottled waters are bottled locally. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. But, I mean, it's hurricane season. You should have some on hand. But, yeah, this clearing out the shelves at some stores is crazy. We're going to check in with Roy Zapardo at Zapardo's to see what they've seen coming up next.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
My wife showed me some TikToks. I don't have TikTok. My wife does. And she showed me some TikTok videos yesterday of people walking through grocery stores with empty shelves throughout the store. I don't know if those were legit current videos, if they were from the pandemic or what, because you never know with social media. But I did see and hear some legit anecdotal reports that some stores were running low on some things. So what would your best advice be to folks as we are in day two now of this dock workers strike in terms of what they should be doing?
Well, and again, as I don't think, unless it lasts more than a couple of weeks, it's probably not going to be much of a big deal. If it starts going much on beyond that, then we're going to see a lot more, ripple effects, different down the economy. And there's, to me, in my mind, there seems to be a good chance of that happening, because they have two issues. One is money. They're asking for a ton of money, and they've offered them actually quite a bit.
Yeah, but like
the
a 50%
other issue, which is the automation. I think that's going to be the killer. That could make this strike last for a long time, because I don't see them. I don't see the ports, agreeing to their demands.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about that yesterday, about the fact that how can you demand that you not be replaced by technology when since the Industrial Revolution, that's the way our country has functioned. That business finds technology to help them improve productivity and increase profits. And to ask for an absolute ban on technology taking jobs seems pretty hefty a request.
The ironic part of this is if they do get their salary request, that's going to make replacing with a robot a much faster thing that they're going to want to do, because it may just increase the labor cost.
Right.
So I don't know if they've ever thought through that part of it, but hey.
Well, we have seen really recent demands from labor and unions get somewhat, I don't want to say ridiculous, but we're seeing unions trying to flex more muscle in the last couple of years than we've seen in a long time, aren't we?
Well, they've had a few successes. And I think the other unions built on that. There weren't very many union successes for a long period of time. But then, we've started to see a few of those in the auto workers, and then the writer strike and other things where they've gotten some pretty good, results, they think, from their strikes. And that's builds up everybody else's expectations. So I see that trend happening.
And so I guess we don't know, and it doesn't appear that the White House is going to intervene in this, so we don't know how long it's going to last. But you say for a couple of weeks, everything should be fine, and even after a few weeks, we won't have
it'll come very slowly.
Water.
Well, and again, the other thing is, we're obviously, what we're talking about here is things that we import. We got to think about the exports. The New Orleans in particular is the largest break bulk exporter, which means the grains and all the stuff that are coming down from Minnesota and Ohio that come down the Mississippi River are shipped out through New Orleans. Those are going to get backed up. And so if you're a farmer up in Kansas, you may be worried about your being able to get your crops to the market. And that's a whole thing that doesn't affect us, locally. But again, it's another one of the possible big effects of the strike.
We're talking with economist Dub Lynn at UNO about the effects we're already starting to see and might see over time from the dock workers' strike. When we get back, I saw a post that told us that gasoline prices could be impacted by this because of the trouble getting oil into the ports, into the refineries. We'll see if Dub Lynn thinks that's something we should be concerned about. When we come back after this, I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. I welcome your thoughts on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. If you want to share your opinions or tell us what you're seeing out there in the real world or have a question for Dub Lynn, get on the line right now, 504-260-1870, on this hump day.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Ah, Coal Man in Master Control. With the Banana Boat song. Very, very well done. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. You almost just want to sing along instead of going back to the talk show, but I guess we will. Our guest is UNO economist Dub Lane, and we're talking about reports that there's panic buying going on already, even though we're only 2 days into the port workers' strike, and the things people are buying are not things there's going to be a shortage of due to the strike, so it's kind of wild. One person just texted us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Says, Sam's on the West Bank at opening this morning had a line going through the parking lot, just like during the pandemic, of people waiting to get in. I then went to Walgreens, and there were people buying baskets full of toilet paper and paper towels, hearing other reports of toilet paper. It's hard not to laugh, Dub, but it's happening.
I am laughing. So,
toilet paper is produced here. There's not going to be a problem with toilet paper, people. Maybe I need to have a psychologist on, not an economist. But from an economic point of view, this makes no sense.
Right. I mean, you got to think of what items are coming in from on the East Coast, because eventually those get to us. And I've been focusing on what comes in through the Port of New Orleans. But if you focus on what comes in from, you know, the East Coast, obviously that's coming from Europe. So you start thinking, well, but, you know, things coming from Japan, from China, that's coming in on the West Coast. And so all that stuff should keep on coming. And the other, so the things that will be affecting us are, you ask yourself, well, what's coming in from Europe and what's coming in from South America? Because those are the things that will probably be most affected. Now, you'd ask about gasoline.
Right. And, they're warning us that oil won't be able to get in the port, won't be able to get to the refineries, and gas prices are going to skyrocket.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, because what I don't know, unfortunately, is to what extent the people going on strike work at the particular places where oil, I mean, the crude oil comes in is loaded up. That they may not be using union workers at that level. Maybe they are. If they are, then there is some concern, because what's interesting, although the U.S. is a net exporter of oil, the refineries in Louisiana, interestingly enough, process a more high sulfur type of oil than what we produce here in Louisiana. And I don't ask me why that happens. So we do actually, even though we export oil from here, we also import it to our refineries. So if those type of union workers are at those plants, then it could be a little bit of a problem that might have effects down the road. But that's a factual statement that I'm not sure of.
And a listener did text and say longshoremen are not used to handle crude.
Yes, that would be what my guess was. But I don't know that for a fact, but I don't know the industry that well.
What I can tell you is the gas prices went down today nationwide locally.
Now, well, that's a pretty good signal. if you think things are going up in the future, they would start going up in anticipation. That's the answer to the question, I think.
And we know that the gas stations in particular, when there's any reason that they anticipate an increase in the price of oil, the gas prices shoot up immediately. When oil prices come down, it feels like forever for the gas prices to follow.
And they have been coming down recently, but you're right, that could turn around.
Yeah,
and I don't see gasoline being affected by this.
Now, gasoline prices are down 80 cents compared to where they were last year, and they've been coming down 20 cents compared to where they were last month, and 5 cents compared to where they were last week. So gas prices continue to come down. Anything else, Dub, that we should be telling folks as we see panic buying underway?
I think hopefully you media types may start trying to produce a list of the products that might be most affected, and that might be.
That's
an interesting
presuming anyone's going to listen, but okay, yeah.
But again, at least you can't help if they listen or not. You can at least tell them the truth. It might make some difference, but you're right. Not toilet paper. Let's get that out there real quick.
But here's
not
the problem.
Water.
Here's the problem though. Now that this avalanche has started, and as people see that other people are doing it. They're going to do the same thing because they don't want to run out of toilet paper. They don't want to run out of paper towels. They don't want to run out of water.
Which can happen if they clear off all the shelves and I'm just going for my regular weekly buy and it's empty, then I have a problem. So, yes, so it's there is a reason for that, that it is self-reinforcing.
Yep, so I guess they better start producing extra toilet paper for people to hoard, even though there's not legitimately a shortage in the supply chain. There will be a shortage on the because of overconsumption.
Right.
All right. Well, I know we'll be talking to you frequently as long as this strike wears on, and we'll get a better idea.
I'm available, Dave. Good to talk to you.
What legitimately will be impacted by the strike and won't be. Always a pleasure. Dub Lane over at UNO, our go-to economist here on WWL. We appreciate your joining us.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.